Welcome to your five for the day. I love Tenby. Ever since my parents took me there for five consecutive summer holidays as a young boy, I have had an amazing love affair with the beautiful resort. For the first 2 years, we were in a B&B near the South Beach, then 3 years B&B in Harbour View. Every day would be spent on Castle Sands, in the sea, playing football with other boys, or building a series of sand walls to try and defeat the incoming tide. It was bliss for me, and especially for my parents, as they could sit on deck chairs in peace, knowing that their bundle of mischief was suitably occupied and therefore out of trouble. One of the features of Tenby that fascinated me was the lifeboat station, now transformed into someone's dwelling in view of the fact that a spanking new one was opened in 2005. I loved the thought of the alarm sounding and a band of volunteers scurrying to the lifeboat station, putting on their gear, launching the boat, and going to potentially save someone's life. I was taken with the idea that they were all volunteers, no one forcing them, and being prepared to risk their lives to save others. The others being people they didn't know and would probably never see again. What heroes they would be every time a life was saved. How the people in question would be indebted to their saviours. As I contemplated this again just a couple of weeks ago when visiting the town once more, I thought of the Five for the Day application. You see, whether we realise it or not, each of us, because of our sins, is in danger. Each of us needs to be rescued. In this respect, I am helpless to save you, and you are helpless to save me, because all of us are sinners, and so in the same boat. In Psalm 49, verse 7, the Bible puts it like this: "None can by any means redeem or save his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him." To be saved from our sin and its eternal consequences, we needed a Saviour to volunteer to save us. This person needed to be ready to volunteer his life, needed to be able to get to where each of us is, and then have the ability and resources to be able to save each of us. There is only one who is capable of doing this, and the Bible says that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. This means he left where he was, that is heaven, and came right to where each of us is, that is to this earth. To save us, he needed to reach out to us, even to the extent of forfeiting his own life, which he did at Calvary. As the holy, sinless Son of God, unlike you and me, he had no sin of his own that needed to be dealt with, and so he qualified and was equipped to redeem or save us. That's why Calvary is such a precious place to the Christian, for it marks the place where he died to save me, to deliver me from the guaranteed consequences of my sin. Having recognized that, having confessed my need of him and my dependence on him, he came into my heart and into my life and became my Lord and my Saviour. He wants to do the same for you today. He wants to save you. As you possibly visit the seaside during the summer, remember this little parable and thank God for the Saviour he has provided, and be sure to trust him as your very own. Thank you for listening to Five for the Day.